Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world, and welcome to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black with my super awesome co-host, James. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing very well. Thank you for that lovely introduction. I'm doing great. How are you doing this evening?
I'm awesome. So, listen.
Cool.
From the discussion of last week, right, where we were talking about, you know, men and how, you know, they shouldn't even try to be in a relationship if they're not together. You know, you hear a lot of men, like I was saying, like a lot of men will say they'll put on this facade, right, and mm-hmm. say, hey, you know, I got all this going on, and a woman that's a rider and she's down, like, hey, don't worry about it. I'll work through it with you, right? This is the facade that mm-hmm. they put on. Now, granted, our conversation tonight is it okay to have a friend of the opposite sex when you are in a relationship? But I heard this video and it touched me because it was the same thing that I was just saying. Now, I do not own the rights to this footage that I'm about to play, and I hope you guys can hear it, but I'm just going to play this video for you so you can kind of get where I'm coming from, and you'll hear once I play it who says it, and that just validates where I'm coming from even more. Hold on.
They want a real man. And if you let her work and you stay home, ain't no way in hell she can honor and respect you. Because the nature of God in man is that he must provide for, maintain, way for his woman and his children. But when you don't have a job, but you can make a baby, and you don't give the woman not even enough money to buy Pampers, how can she honor you, respect you, and love you? She saw something in you when she laid down and gave herself to you. But we disappointed her. That's why women fill up the church. Because Jesus is a real man.
Mm.
Ain't that something?
Okay, that's the minister, Louis Farrakhan. Again, I do not own the rights to that footage, but I wanted to play that for you guys. Now, hold on 1 second. Got to call. Let me make sure. Thank you for calling Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. Are you calling to listen in, or did you want to chime into the conversation?
This is Anthony. It might be a little bit of both tonight again.
Okay, Anthony. What, did you get that clip that I just played?
I didn't hear all of it. I heard the end of it.
Okay, well, definitely, I'm going to play it again in a few seconds, but this goes back to where I was coming from and why I feel the way that I feel, and I hear so many people talk about how this is a new day and age, this is a new lifetime. It's not new, you know? The one thing about it, the game don't change, just the people in it, right? Now, you have a choice to change with life, with the people that's changing. You know, you're following the herd. That means you're a follower. But true leaders, they're going to stay true to their core. You understand me? Because that herd can be leading you to the slaughterhouse. You don't know. You're just following it. You're doing it because everybody else is doing it. We as a people, we have to get in tune with our star player. We have to start making decisions that sound that we follow our own mind, because not everything from back in the day did not work, right? A lot of the things worked. It was some tweaking, some small tweaking, and we've tweaked so much. And we've allowed these people to reprogram our brains with this mumble rap and all this music that doesn't make sense. We allow this to happen. So I want you guys to understand where I'm coming from. Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. Did you call to have a question, or you just called to listen in?
Yeah, my name's Bobby. I'm calling.
You just called to listen in?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, mute your phone, sweetie. So, because I'm going to leave
your
mic open. So if you want to chime in on the conversation at any time, you can do so, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
So again, for the people that are just chiming in, and thank you to everybody that is calling in. For the people that are just chiming in, I'm going to play this clip for you again. And it goes back to our conversation. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/thenewmissloveblyblack, and you can listen to our archive shows. And last Sunday, that show meant the world. It was a two-part show. And it was everything. It was life, okay? I got so many compliments on that show. But I want my brothers to understand, I don't down you. I don't discount you. When I see people in relationships, I'm like, oh, my God, they look so happy. That's awesome. You never know what a person has to go through to be in that relationship. You know what a person has to deal with to be in a relationship, right? I will never, ever want to come in between somebody else's relationship. I would never look at somebody and say, oh, he's an awesome man, look how he treats her. Because the number one thing is you never know what she puts up with to be with that man. But like I said, when you are a man, wholeheartedly, you 100% you're going to do what you got to do. And when you're not together, you shouldn't be in a relationship. I'm going to play this clip for you one more time. Again, I do not own the rights to this clip. This is the Minister Louis Farrakhan. I found this clip, like, so long ago, and I just seen it again tonight. And so I'm like, it just touched me. So hold on.
They want a real man. And if you let her work and you stay home, ain't no way in hell she can honor and respect you. Because the nature of God in man is that he must provide for, maintain, and make a way for his woman and his children. But when you don't have a job, but you can make a baby, and you don't give the woman not even enough money to buy Pampers. How can she honor you, respect you, and love you? She saw something in you when she laid down and gave herself to you. But we disappointed her. That's why women fill up the church. Because Jesus is a real man. Ain't that something?
Come on now. Come on now. We just had this conversation last week, right?
Uh-huh.
We just talked about this, James. Listen, fellas, if you're not together, it's not me downgrading you, but at the end of the day, if you know a woman, in the beginning of the day, if you know that a woman is going to accept you as you are, you need to step up and be a man and not even put yourself in that situation, right? When a person is not fully together, they can't give their all to you. You know what I'm saying? We have to, as women, know when to walk away. That's what I just did. Listen, okay, the situation was fine and dandy, but guess what? The situation wasn't progressive. It wasn't blossoming. It was just a stagnant situation. And me, myself, I don't like to be in stagnant situations. So if I'm putting myself in something and it ain't going nowhere, and guess what? He can answer the phone and tell you what you want to hear, and it sounds good to get you through to the next phone call whenever he feel like answering the phone. Then listen, sister, you have to understand your value and your worth and say, this is not worth it. We have to understand our value and love ourselves, right? He also had another video up speaking about, like us. I say it all the time here. He who finds a good woman finds a wife, right? I say it a lot. And the thing is that, you know, you can't give away the cow. You know what I'm saying? You can't give away the cow, the milk, the grass. You can't give it all away. But in return, you still have to be the woman that you need to be. Here's this next book that I'm coming out with, right? And I know these are just confirmation that I really need to put this book out here. You still need to cook. You still need to clean. You still need to obey. You still need to listen. You need to check in. You need to ask permission. Why? Because these are the things of a wife. So when he finds you, you need to be of wife material when he finds you. Then when he marries you, he then makes you his wife. You know what I'm saying? We get lost in the transactions of life now. You know, when they said, oh, the man raped his wife. There's no way you can rape your wife. Once he marries you, you are his. That's the point of saying my. My means the person owns. That belongs to that person. That then becomes that person's possession. I ain't going to preach to y'all tonight. I'm just saying, like, that just touched me and was just really put me back in that zone of what I was talking to y'all about and how we have drifted so far away and everybody is on the same bandwagon and they speak in this ignorance and people think it's okay because, you know, everybody's doing it. I'm not a follower. I'm a leader, okay? So the topic for tonight is it okay? You know what? I think I may have did the wrong thing with this show. So, listen, what's going to happen is I'm going to let you guys know. I'm going to do another show. I think I put a short time frame or something on here. And I'm going to have to do another show because I'm just like, wait, what? This thing is going to – so it's going. I'm going to let you guys know when to hang up. And then you guys can call right back in, and then we'll do this show. So I guess that'll be like the second part of the show since we got the first part out, right? Hold on, let me. It's not gonna hang up until I do the show myself here. Let me see if it'll let me just turn over here. Yeah, I was so busy, like, I don't know, my mind was somewhere else when I did this show, James.
What happened? as a person that was on Blog Talk, I am still on Blog Talk in a way. I know all these things of Blog Talk, so I think I got what happened. I think I understand.
Yeah, when I did the time, I didn't do it I didn't do it long enough.
Was it, did you put only like a half hour or something?
Probably like 15 minutes.
Oh, my God. Oopsie. Oopsie. Oopsie.
You sound like right now.
Oopsie. I remember that. Yeah, that's happened to me. At least one time it happened to me. Yeah. You're trying to get that out there. And then you're like, oh, I don't need put in that much time. Oh, genius of me. Oh, well. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
You know, mine don't hang up, though.
Oh, that's good. Oh, don't. Who you know? Who you know?
Let me see now. I don't know. If it does, everybody just call back in.
Yeah, there'll be a two. This will just be a special two-parter. That's all. I know the system, how it goes. It never ends the exact time that you put. They always give you an extra leeway, you know, at least like
it
a half hour.
It just stops recording.
Yeah, it stops when it stops. You see what I'm saying? Like, even though you put 15 minutes by accident, it's not, obviously, we're still here, so it's not going to stop. It'll maybe stop at 9:30. Or maybe even a little after that, but it's different sometimes. I know the loophole to this system they use, you know. Because
okay.
I guess that's how they do it in England. I don't know. But I could have sworn you could still change the time while you're on the air. I could have sworn you can do that. If I'm not mistaken. I think so. I think it's a possibility. I could have sworn one time with Ms. V, something like this happened, and she was able to get in there and was able to extend the time, because she did something like that once where it was something like that. I could have sworn, because I remember going back off and coming back on again, although I've been part of that also. But the person didn't realize that you could do that. Now, don't take this as gospel, even though it's Sunday. I'm just saying, if I remember correctly, you could still add time, even though you're live on the air right now. You know, even though it's on right now, I'm not 100%
sure.
That's
the first time I did that. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, you know, it happens to the best of people, you know. we're not all perfect, although people think that you and me are perfect. You know, well, you know, thank you very much, but we're not. Only God's perfect. We're not perfect. We're close, but we're not perfect. You know, it happens.
Oh, wait a
but
minute.
See?
Nope. Yeah, I did that for 15 minutes. And,
so I just want you can't like if you go to like I'm trying to remember because it's been a while since I've done Blog Talk stuff behind the scenes. Like this one, if you go to like what's that dashboard or something, whatever the hell that is, and you go in there, you do some shit. I don't know. I know I could have sworn.
No, I'm looking at the show now. I just really pulled the show up, and it's gonna make me do another one. Yeah.
We were just on a roll.
Yeah, but you know what? That was like
damn. But we're still on the air. We're still on the air, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not. We know we're on the air. We just how we talk anyway, regardless. God's the mic's on or off, this is how we talk. So it's not like, you know, after boy, we sure fooled them, huh?
You are so stupid.
This is how we are. We're not like just away from the mic. No, this is how we are away and on the mic. Doesn't matter. So what you're hearing right now, we know we're on the air. So it's not like, oh, you're hearing something juicy right now. No, it's not like that. You're too real. So that ain't going to happen. Just look
he
it
made
out.
Me
just,
go out,
listen.
Y'all. So... I'm almost done. Like 2 seconds, I'm gonna redo the the broadcast for longer.
Boy. So back to social media.
I'm gonna let you guys know because I'm gonna end up going live, and I'm gonna tell you guys when I got to hang up with you guys. So give me 2 seconds.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Too bad you don't got like some music to play. You know, like waiting music or something. Yes, I fucked up, but I'm making it up for y'all. Don't worry, don't worry.
That's why I got you as a co-host.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. That's the ultimate compliment coming from you, my dear. It's the ultimate. A woman who is an entrepreneur like you, I really take that seriously as the ultimate compliment. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Let's see. Hold on.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we all know this Labor Day weekend, but that's no excuse why this is a fuck up. Okay, that's no excuse. There's no excuse. Either it was a regular weekend or holiday weekend. It's not the reason why this happened. Okay? You know, sometimes it happens. It happens to the most professional of professionals. You know, unfortunately, stuff happens. Whether it's technical or, you know, a mistake by the person, it happens. The point is, it as long as it don't happen often. See, this is the first time.
Hey, okay. So I'm going to have to hang up, and you guys hang up and call right back in.
All right. So goodbye, everybody. We'll be back in 2 and 2. Chuck Woolley would say,